Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 121, and today I want to talk about the power of expression. So I was just thinking about this recently. There's ways that all of us decide to express ourselves. There's so many different ways of expression. I'm not going to be able to hit on all of them. I'm going to forget some. That doesn't mean they're any less important at all. And the ones that I do mention aren't any more important than the ones I don't, if that makes sense. Those are just the ones that I could think of right now on the spot. What I mean by expression is the way we dress, the way we do our hair, the way we present ourselves through any of those things, dress, hair, style, you know, what we decide to buy, like I said, the list goes on and on. One of the things that I was thinking about is the power of expression kind of through hobbies. And what I mean by this, so for example, recently, like I said, I've been journaling a lot. That's kind of a way that I express myself towards me. No one else sees the journal. You know, maybe I'll show my journal one day to somebody. I don't know. But for right now, it's been something, it's kind of been a gratitude journal. It's been a journal that I just jot my thoughts, ideas, anything I want in there. It's a way to express myself. And it's a self-expression that is shared with just me. And one thing that I was really thinking about is the different ways that we could express ourselves. So self-expression, things that we do on our own, you know, journaling, meditating, anything that you do that you don't really share with anyone or you don't. And then on the other side, there's expression through sport, arts. If you grow a garden with someone, if you're in a book club, if you make a book, there's so many different things, right? If you share those experiences with other people, that's an expression towards other people. And the title of the episode, the big kind of takeaway is the power of expression. And to me, the power of expression is that you get to put your fingerprints on the world. You know, you get to show the world who you are. And one thing I want to say too to clarify is that when I talk about expression, I really wanted to make sure that expression is so fluid. Like, what I mean by this is just because, let's say you play pickup basketball one day, right? You play basketball. That doesn't mean that you have to be locked in to play basketball the rest of your life, and that's the only way that you can express yourself. The really awesome thing and the powerful thing about expression is that it can grow, it can stay the same, it can change. The real power of expression in my eyes is expressing yourself, having the full control over that, but also having so many options that you can kind of pick and choose. And also, as as we get older, as we grow, as, you know, we change as people, we might change how we express ourselves. And I just think that's incredible. And I want to encourage you to express yourself. And that doesn't mean that you have to go out and stand in front of people in a Broadway play, in a Broadway show. Right? You don't have to go stand in front of a bunch of people and play a sport. You can express yourself through growing a garden, like I said. You can express yourself through writing poetry. You can express yourself through self-meditation, sketching. Expressing yourself doesn't have to be this grand gesture that you do. And maybe that's a misconception that expressing ourselves has to be like this huge thing that we always do. It has to be a production or a show, right? Expressing yourself can be whatever you want it to be. And so I think there's great power in expressing yourself because it's kind of a vulnerable experience, right? If you step out, if you run on a track team, or if you write poetry, or if you meditate, or if you journal on your own, or if you go to therapy, I mean, that's a way to express yourself. Any way that you express yourself, you're stepping into an area of vulnerability because you're showing off either your skills or your ideas. You're expressing yourself. So you're sharing something about you. And it could be, like I said, it could be a very vulnerable experience. It could be a little bit of a vulnerable experience. But I think there's a lot of growth. For example, if you meditate, this just came to me right now. If you meditate, you're stepping into a vulnerable space because you're practicing something about your mind and your body, right? You are taking a step of vulnerability, of growth, and you're expressing yourself through meditation. So I think there's a lot of power and there's a lot of, how do I say, it's very healthy to express yourself. So I want to encourage you to express yourself. How are some ways that you express yourself? Think about ways that you express yourself to your just to yourself, like a personal expression. Think about how you express yourself to other people. Is there something that you would love to take up, like a new expression? Is there an expression that's kind of old for you and you would love to grow in a different area? You know, I grew up playing a lot of sports since I was young, all the way until I graduated high school. I played basketball, baseball, ran track, and I golfed for a little bit. So sports and sports are still a huge thing for me. I express it in different ways. I don't really play much anymore. I would love to play basketball, like pickup basketball, but I don't. And I love soccer now, but I'm mostly a fan. I express myself as a fan of sports. As I've gotten a little bit older and as I graduated high school and then went into college, and I just found myself expressing myself in different ways through reading and journaling, more arts-based expression. And I found myself to grow because I would start following different people on social media. My perspectives would start to change. I was finding new things out about myself, finding cool little new communities that I never would have found. So I highly encourage you to take a look at your own expression, non-judgmental, because guess what? I really want to re-emphasize the fact that no matter how you express yourself, that is totally normal. That is totally, there's no better way to express yourself. So just because I grew up watching sports and sometimes sports is predominantly shown in the media or it can be quote unquote the most popular thing for a lot of people. If you don't like sports or you don't express yourself through sports at all, that doesn't make you any less of a person. Sports aren't better than anyone else, right? I am trying to pick up more, like going to more plays and getting into the kind of more of the play scene. You know, I want to watch more plays and because I think it's really, really cool. So I just wanted to encourage you to keep expressing yourself if you are. Whether that's, like I said, a shared expression to other people or just expressing things to yourself. Expression can be a little thing. It could be, you know, painting your nails. It can be, you know, wearing different colored shoelaces, right? Expression can be very small, but it's how you express yourself. It makes you feel good about yourself. So keep expressing yourself. Don't ever let anyone tell you that your expression is weird. Well, I guess you really can't control what they say. But if people try to downplay your expression, please don't let that change who you are. Your expression is perfect. You have every right to express yourself in whatever way that you want. And just keep expressing yourself because it's very important, it's healthy, and it's very powerful. So I hope that this can be a gentle reminder, however you express yourself, and whatever that looks like for you, keep it up. I hope that... Reach out to me and share some ways that you express yourself or some things that you would love to start picking up to express yourself. I'm just very curious. I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful day as you're listening to this. Please don't ever forget that you deserve to be here. This world is way, way, way better with you in it. And don't ever forget to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. Do not forget that Black Lives Matter. Black lives will always matter. Asian American lives matter. They will always matter. There's no room for hate, and love will always win. That reminds me to leave on this point that trans rights are human rights. Okay, so please remember this. Trans rights are human rights. The trans community is a beautiful community, and they deserve just as many rights as anyone else. And I have a question to leave on today. I want to know who made normal. Who came up with normal anyway? You know, who makes the rules on normal? So that's something we can think about. I have yet to find the answer, and I hope I never do, because I don't think anyone came up with normal, and I don't know who makes the rules on it. So have a great day. I love you. Peace.